And now we come to another of these emails we mentioned earlier on. This time it comes from Boston. Oh, with New York, the last one is in Boston. Oh, we're travelling about this week. And this one comes in from John and Mary, who've written to the programme before, I do recall. Yes, I do. And they say, could you play any version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here? Mary's mother used to sing this regularly at Hooley's and parties and bar mitzvahs and all sorts of things. They go on to say how much they enjoy the program and keep it going. Please, God, we will keep it going for you. We're going to do the Frank McCaffrey version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. And once again, I say to you both, stay safe and thanks for the nice things you say about Sounds Irish.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane water, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green, there are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane water, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
I played this next track a couple of months ago and aroused a great deal of interest, so much so that I'm going to play it again. It's Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Yes, you heard right. On Sounds Irish, singing a song. Well, I think we must play some version of it every week. I will say, before I play it, that it may not quite meet with your approval. They started okay, we all know that bit. But they do some strange things with it towards the end. Take a listen to Fred Waring and the Pencil Sharpeners and the Rose of Tralee. On earth were they doing with that lovely song? Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. And, well, the beginning was the Rose of Tralee. I don't know what the end bit was, but it was unusual, to say the least. And now a song from a man who I always say sounded just like my father, God rest him. I'm talking about Ronnie Drew. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio. And then they were joined by Luke Kelly and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, an 8 little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father that came from Dungannon would take her back home in the sweet by and by. and want it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true. As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be Kingsbridge, and be going a jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man, whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe. Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us, false things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, you've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe. And what's it to any man, whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing Easy and Slow. Now, for a little bit of fun from Planxty, this is a reel entitled The Jolly Beggar.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and mewed him cheek and chin. She says, he is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. Kind sir, she says, be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. Now you are no beggar, beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maiden hen, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, go you with the beggar man, my maiden head and all. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving.
Still in exile are some friends I used to know. Still I must pass Killahy, where great sportsmen are laid low. By Crahan Hill I see you, where in childhood I did play. So adieu to you, beloved sleeve blue, I must be on my way. Pile the brown turf on the fire, bring the keg in from the barn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, and the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather, hill and glen. And we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather, hill and glen.
That was one of the very few songs written about County Offaly. The opposite to Donegal, we heard Patsy Whatcorn and the Offaly Rover. On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, my lovely Irish maid. It's many's the foolish youth, she said, has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. Like two fond hearts together this couple did embrace. Like honey drops upon the dew, the tears rolled down her face, saying there's not a day that you're away, but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid.
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. And we're leaving the last word, or musical word, note, call it what you will, with Richie Remo. Richie is a fine country singer. He really is tremendous. One of the best country singers and fiddle players to come out of Ireland for many a year. Here he's telling us the story of Mary Ann. Richie Remo telling us the story of Mary Ann, bringing Sounds Irish to a close this week. And just before I go, I've got egg on my face, Irish egg on my face, actually, because I've got two emails that I meant to fit in to this week's programme and I overlooked them putting the playlist together. But not to worry, if you've written to me via email and you're waiting for your list, I'll fill it in on next week's programme. If you do want to send me an email, don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line, and I promise you I'll do my best to answer you all the emails on next week's programme. Don't worry about my name when sending an email, just that's the email address that I've just given you. Friends, hope you've enjoyed the programme half as much as I have. I love putting this Sounds Irish programme together. May good God bless you and yours, and me and mine, of course. And until we're together again, having fun on Sounds Irish, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, hope you've enjoyed it. This is Joe Ballin saying, God bless, take care, Travel safely. Slán. Bye.